Let me tell you about our newest partner, Mint Mobile. With Mint Mobile, you can drop your expensive cell phone plan without having to sacrifice coverage, speed, or data. They're able to provide such an amazing offer by cutting up the middleman and selling to you directly online. Plans start for as little as $15 a month. $15 a month, guys, that is so unbelievably cheap. And making the switch is incredibly easy. Keep your current phone and phone number and activate your plan in minutes. Remember to support those who help us. Just go to trymintmobile.com/those guys to get started. That's trymintmobile.com/those guys.
Those guys.
Two lovers forbidden from one another. A war divides their people. And a mountain divides them apart. Build a path to be together. Yeah, I forget the next couple lines, but then it goes.
You hate.
Secret tunnel! Secret tunnel!
Guys, you hate.
Sir, how was your appetizer?
Honestly, I got something stuck in my throat. I need a little bit more water if it's just normal water.
Well, thankfully, that's totally normal. And unfortunately, water's not going to help you.
It's writhing and wriggling.
Mm-hmm. Delicious, I would assume.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Let's bring on the next one.
Fantastic. Now let's move that plate out of the way and bring on your main dish. We have an exciting one for you and lively.
I don't like the way you're laughing, but let's see what you got.
No, seriously, it's lively. Bring in the monkey. And here is your mallet, sir.
No.
Monkey brains.
No, this was in like Faces of Death at some point. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it, but I've heard stories.
Yes.
You familiar with Faces of Death?
Of course. It ruined my childhood.
First restaurant you worked at?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sir, I noticed you haven't opened your monkey yet. What's the problem here?
You know what? I might take this one home with me. Can I get a...
Unfortunately, we don't have any to-go plates.
Can I get a to-go cage?
Unfortunately, no.
So how does this thing work?
Monkey brains. Now, why is this so immoral, do you really have to ask? They literally trap a live monkey by the neck with a special table while everybody sits around it, so only the head is above said table, and then everybody sitting around smashes the fucking thing's head in and eats the goddamn brains.
Okay.
Your thoughts on this dish, sir?
That's awful. That is truly awful. The idea of, I don't even want to cook lobsters while they're alive and hear their shriek. The idea that we're all sitting around playing whack-a-mole before ingesting, I assume, warm brains.
Mm-hmm. As it screams.
I'm out, dog. Mm. I am out.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, like I said at the beginning of this segment, you have to eat.
I would like to speak to the manager.
I'm the owner.
All right.
And God.
Let me see the mallet.
Yes, that is exactly right. They literally bash this animal's head in like a pinata, and then I assume you got to dig through the skull and whatnot, and then get to the brains. You would have to like torture me before I partook.
It's for me. I am so weird. Time to bring this up, but I am so. I've said this many times. Heterosexual.
Yes.
That if I were to put a penis in my mouth, it would do me severe psychological trauma. Mm. This would do me trauma. I would take this home with me.
Now, would you rather penis in your mouth or
penis
monkey
in my
brains?
Mouth. Oh, I didn't know what you were going to say. I didn't know. I mean, baby, it's for the show.
Is this a would you rather or did I just win a prize?
W-O-O-D. If I did this, it would change who I am as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would haunt me until the day that I die.
And I'm not like super animal rights activist guy, but I also don't want to make anything suffer.
I am anti-suffering. Yeah.
I won't kill mosquitoes in the house. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. That one cockroach, you just got to step on it, brother.
Can't do it.
So Ryan, you have something interesting to talk about.
Okay. LeVar Ball. Who's LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball is the father of the Ball brothers, who are two of them are in the NBA, one on the Charlotte Hornets, one is on the Bulls, if I'm not mistaken.
He also has a third son. It just never panned out.
Never got into the NBA. Right. And he was very outspoken, said some very, let's be honest, ridiculous things. You know, like he could have beaten Michael Jordan in one-on-one.
Also, and that his son was better than Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But also, and while he seems to be not a completely great man, very entertaining.
Sure.
He was entertaining.
Sure.
He said a lot of misogynistic things that got him canceled.
Freak shows can be entertaining. They're also immoral.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. And so we had to stop that. But he came out recently, and they asked him specifically, why are your sons hurt so often?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read his comment here. It's a like three or four sentences. So, okay. So bear with me. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the reason why I wanted to read it. There is one part in the statement that stuck out to me as something that I truly love. And let's see, you know me well. Let's see if you can pick out what it is. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it exactly as he said it. I'm not making fun of, I'm reading it as it is. So there's no social commentary here. This is just what he said. They say, oh, LeVar, you worked the boys out too hard. That's why they hurt. No, the reason they hurt is because they got away from me and they start doing these Rudy Toot workouts. A lot of things have to do with them raggedy shoes that Melo be wearing. Them shoes are not made the right way for him. That's why he keeps tweaking his ankle every single time. Now, Tyler, well, you remember famously that he made the shoes.
That's why I'm looking at you the way that I am. Aren't there shoes that he wears?
No.
He
went to Puma.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, what is it in that paragraph that I just read you that I am absolutely in love with?
Rudy Toot.
Rudy Toot workouts. Now here's the thing. Okay?
Rudy Toot's a great word.
I don't think that I have ever heard somebody say those words in order. Uh-huh. Like, those Rudy Toot workouts. But I immediately know what he's talking about, and it feels like something I've heard my whole life.
Can you explain to us, what is a Rudy Toot workout?
So, and I could be wrong about this. I have not asked anybody about this. I don't know anything. But I assume that he's saying when they were with me, they were doing real workouts. Now he's with them, and he's doing those Rudy Toot workouts, lesser than workouts, weak-ass workouts.
Sure.
Rudy Toot workouts is my favorite thing that I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I like it more than I like my son. I like it more than I like the word equanimity. Rudy Toot.
Yep. Yeah, that second one really blew me away.
Yeah. I mean, kids come and go. Equanimity's here to stay. Rudy Toot workouts. Deeply, deeply love anyone who would say Rudy Toot workouts. I want it to be on my headstone. This man did Rudy Toot workouts. I love it. I can't even.
Man, he must have been buff.
I can't even describe what I think about it. I love it more than you think that I'm trying to say.
So it almost seems like they had like a bit of a falling out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had to, for them to further themselves in their career, they had to distance themselves from this man. There's so many ironies in here. He did create two NBA players, which is pretty amazing. They came from his balls. His last name is Ball. In Spanish, LeVar Ball is to wash balls. So there's so many angles, all of them incredible, none of them more than Rudy Toot workouts.
Yeah.
I am just, my head is swimming.
That might be one of my favorite segments you've ever done.
Thank you, Tyler. You never support me like this, and I think you're doing it at the right time. So thank you.
Really coming together.
That's there's so many layers to this thing.
Oh boy, that's a good time.
That's it.
Next up, we're going to talk about another two very famous people. I was going to make a joke, but it would probably be in bad taste. So let's just go right into You've Got Mail. You've got mail. We just, Ryan and I, send wacky shit to each other and then we react to it, you know, because the internet is just an infinite supply of bullshit.
Yep.
Ryan, if you will look to the screen, I would like to show you. Now, before I do,
is
just
want to be gross.
No, not at all. It's actually kind of funny. Did you know that Queen Victoria and Marilyn Monroe, same age?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think of the Victorian era, like Victorian era houses,
yeah.
a time period in England.
a time period in England. However, the Victorian era was before this, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
This is, yeah.
This is a segment where Tyler and I look like fools.
Yes, I'm pretty sure we're going to edit this to make it sound as smart as possible.
Of course I know the Victorian era, of Tyler. Of course. That's a place to jump back in.
Queen Victoria and Marilyn Monroe, same age.
Okay. And in 1956,
they met.
Okay. Queen Marilyn.
Now, I would like you to explain to the audience about this.
Look at her. Oh, the Monopoly guy is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What LeVar Ball would say while watching this is, man, she's got some nice boobs.
Yeah. And do you see what Queen Victoria is doing?
Staring at her boobs?
She's eye-fucking the shit out of Marilyn Monroe,
and
Ryan.
She's kind of like scratching like under her neck, and like a very feminine...
But not even glancing. She is just straight up staring directly into those, I assume, perfect boobies.
Iconic boobs.
Iconic.
I am not a boob guy, notably. They're hard to not pay attention to.
But it's just a queen. Can you imagine even Marilyn Monroe, who was sought after by presidents and by, I assume, Jesus.
I don't know sought after. I think she was captured by...
No, she was definitely banging JFK.
Sure.
The queen, the fucking queen, the monarch of an entire people is just checking out your, dare I say, cans.
Yeah.
That has got to be quite the compliment.
Those, I believe, have been upgraded to bazoomas.
But if you look up Marilyn Monroe meets Queen Victoria and just watch Queen Victoria's eyes, they never leave her chest.
That can't be the Victorian era. No, it's not the Victorian era. Okay, I'm glad.
Marilyn Monroe was not alive during the Victorian era.
I'm glad we worked that out.
Victorian era, I believe, was like in the 1800s into the...
I would rather not...
Maybe earlier than that.
...say more about this to make myself look worse. Yeah, put a time period on it. Good luck with that.
Yep, yep.
But is there somebody who is as synonymous with sex appeal as Marilyn Monroe? The only person that comes to mind for me is like Jessica Rabbit. And I don't even know when she was born.
I'm sure she's old enough.
Marilyn Monroe is like a number one seed for sexual prowess, right?
I think the way that Michael Jackson is kind of the face of pop stars, throughout time, I think Marilyn Monroe catches the sex symbol throughout time.
I think Michael Jackson's a sex symbol as well.
I don't.
Certain age group.
I don't think that.
Let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe. Good for you.
Kind of hot.
Yeah, kind of hot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bazoombas.
Let's take a break.
I know everyone says this, but I am genuinely excited to tell you about our newest sponsor, Keen. What is Keen, you ask? I cannot wait to tell you. Keen is the leading provider of online psychic readings. With more than 35 million successful sessions under their belt, Keen is one of the most trusted providers in the space. I'm talking about tarot readings. I'm talking about love life readings. I'm talking about astrology readings. And yes, I'm talking about chakra cleansings and many more areas of expertise. Go to trykeen.com/those guys and get your first 5 minutes of any reading for only $1. What? The world is made up of things we don't understand, of things we can't see or touch. So expand your horizons while supporting those guys you hate.
Those guys.
What's new, pussytoot? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussytoot? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You hate.
Those are some serious toots you got going.
Those guys you hate.
And we are back. I let Ryan know that I absolutely should have warned him that there was going to be top boob in the video, and he was totally distracted.
But it wasn't even that. It was, and I know how lecherous I come off. I didn't mean it that way. It's just... And this is not going to help my case. It was the shape of them. It was the shape of them. It was like the Enola Gay. I don't know if you get that reference, but
it's the plane that took the atomic bomb.
They're missile shaped. They're just they caught. So in other words, by you showing me that video, I was distracted by what was distracting the queen.
Gotcha.
It got me. She got me.
Yeah. Well, hey, if it can distract a queen, it can distract a peasant like you or 100%. Myself.
100%. I am but a feeble peasant in your honor.
I think that just put us on the same level as the queen.
I'm a queen now. Finally.
Yes, you are.
I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not hungry anymore. This music is giving me serious trauma. I'm serious.
You never trust the violin.
Oh, man.
Now, Ryan, how was your monkey brain?
I hated it. It was terrible. Also, can I get a box? I'm going to bring home the rest of this to my kid.
Well, now that it's dead, you can definitely bring it home.
Thank you.
I lied to you. We definitely have to go boxes.
What? This is awful.
And finally, Ryan, what every meal needs is a delicious cup of coffee at the end of your meal.
Okay.
You like coffee?
I don't drink coffee except for the one in the morning. Anything after like 4, it affects my sleep.
Well, you just gonna have to deal with it.
Okay. Now, anything for the bit.
I am going to be serving you kopi luwak, Ryan. Kopi luwak.
Kopi luwak, okay.
Also known as civet coffee. Do you know what a civet is, Ryan?
It's like a marsupial?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a mammal, and it looks like it's a cross between a rat and a cat.
Okay.
It's very strange looking.
It's like a Pokemon kind of vibe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a nocturnal mammal that is native to Asia and Africa.
Okay.
Now, this coffee is made by feeding civets ripe coffee cherries. The cherries are fermented as they pass through the animal's intestines.
Sure.
And after being pooped out, they are collected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually heard of this before.
Yeah. Now,
it's my civet duty.
I'll let that one slide.
I appreciate it.
You did just murder a monkey, so you can do whatever you want.
I honestly have not let that go yet.
Please give me the mallet back. I don't trust it.
I need a nice strong cup of shit coffee to calm my nerves.
Yeah. Now, this actually taught me something, and I don't know if this is an idiot moment for me, so I need you to tell me. I thought coffee beans were actually beans. I didn't realize that coffee beans were seeds of cherries.
When you said cherries, that part I did not know. So
yeah.
What do you mean by cherries? Not like a real cherry.
A real cherry. They're called coffee cherries. It's the way coffee beans are harvested.
I had no idea.
They grow these cherries, and in the pit of them is the seed. Those seeds are coffee beans.
That, I truly had no clue.
Yeah.
So do the monkeys, the civets get to eat the whole cherry?
They eat the whole cherry,
okay.
And then the seed passes through their intestines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is this immoral?
Yeah, I was going to ask you when you were done with your spiel, I was going to ask you which of these you would do. Well, if you had to choose one of the four.
I'd go coffee, obviously.
I would take this one because I feel like nobody's being hurt here.
You would think that.
Okay.
However, humans are...
We got to tear them open and take the seed out from their fucking anus?
We grow civets and cherries at the same time. Well, as you can imagine... As the want for this product rises, the capture and containment of these animals does as well.
Oh.
They are being overly caught in the wild and stuffed into cages where they are made to eat and shit all day long. And I live that life, and let me tell you, it gets depressing after a while.
Hopefully you're putting money away like these civets, right?
Agreed. The coffee doesn't taste as good, though. I'll tell you that much.
Listen, it's better than buying that Folgers bullshit. That shit is expensive at the grocery store. I'm going to say this. And we talk about this on so many shows, and my mind just keeps going back to that. Human beings, are we just an immoral species? Is there morality? What is it about us where we're just ruining, we're cleaning out the oceans, we're tearing civets apart at the asshole? What is there anything good about us?
There's definitely good about us. I can't believe you have to ask that question.
But you understand that I know that I went to an extreme, but honestly, it hurts my heart. There's so many things about us that are less than desirable.
Within the context of morality, yes, we have a lot of immoralities, but as we say all the time, morality and immorality is a human construct. Is Ebola immoral? Because the shit it does is horrifying.
But nobody
is it immoral?
Nobody is making that decision. There is no conscious effort of Ebola being like, should we kill this guy? Let's kill this guy.
But consciousness is another offshoot of nature. We are nature taking part in nature.
Yeah, I guess that's where we're fucked up is just by giving this soul and this awareness. That's it. That's where morality comes in. Animals don't have morality. They're trying to stay alive. And animals don't ruin their surrounding. You could say whatever you want, but animals help their surrounding environments.
Correct.
Human beings destroy everything that they get their grimy little paws on. I'd like to put your fucking head in this table and bash it with a mallet. Not you. I love you.
Yeah.
You're a moral person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've also got these bear hands.
Grr.
So your thoughts on this dish, Ryan?
It's like,
how's the poop coffee?
It's, I would drink, it would be the, of the four, the one that I would take,
yeah.
But it's like veal. I don't eat veal because it's, it feels immoral.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Have you eaten veal?
I don't think so.
I don't know that I have either.
No, I don't think so.
But I don't want to.
Yeah.
Agreed. It does sound delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Reindeer. Delicious. I don't know why that came
up. Is that true?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I had it in Iceland. It was a bread,
oh, okay.
A bread bowl soup, and it was delicious.
Yeah, but see, even that, like,
all spicy.
I don't think hunting is immoral as long as you're doing it in a humane way.
Agreed. And they got a lot of reindeer in Iceland, from what I understand.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Or buffalo or bison or all
Bison's
that.
Delicious.
I'd eat all that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and that was Immoral Delights.
That was a good one, Tyler.
Thank you.
Human beings, get your shit together. What's the most exotic meat you've had?
Probably reindeer.
That's a good one.
I hear
it makes you horny.
I've obviously eaten octopus before. I don't know if that's exotic.
With the proliferation of sushi, I think it's more and more common.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably reindeer is up there. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what mine is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. On to Week in Review. Tell them what Week in Review is.
I'm trying to think of another time on the show where a question was asked. We stared at each other and just sauntered off into the distance. We're like, I don't know.
We didn't have an answer.
Yeah, boy, we're good at this. Week in Review, as I'm sure you could tell, Tyler and I say a lot of crazy shit. We're saying it with less and less certainty as time goes on. When this podcast started, we would have said 100% for sure the Victorian era was 1821.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're acknowledging that we don't know much.
Really speaks to our growth. And this has become more of like a learning segment where we just fact check the things that we've said. Because as you said, we would just say like crazy shit all the time.
And it's even before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
So we go back, we check it out, and we come back and discuss it together. Mm-hmm. Tyler, what do you have?
Ryan, last week you asked if there are number one pencils. Are there?
Affirmative.
Yes.
I looked this up as well.
And so much more. What did you get?
I have what the number of the pencil is. Mm. I don't have the different versions.
There are roughly 20 different pencils.
What?
Yeah, about 20.
Okay, before you give any of the descriptions, what the number is, so if you have a number two pencil, it is the higher the number of the pencil, the more dense the lead inside the pencil is.
Correct. That is it.
So for the purposes of a test, a number one pencil is a little too soft and smudges more easily.
Mm-hmm, which is ideal for artistic or bold writing.
Okay.
Number two pencil, a balanced mix of graphite and clay, offering versatility for writing and drawing, making it a popular choice for schools and offices.
And it's a little bit cleaner when you're using it as opposed to a number one. Now, do you have any of the other ones? Like, what's a number 20 pencil?
Made
of diamond?
They just get stronger and stronger as they go. I believe the number six was for architecture because you need it exactly precise.
And I wonder what 14 lead grades past that is. Very interesting. Tyler, on last week's show and on a million different episodes, I have referenced when GM did a cost benefit analysis on a defective ignition. Well, I'll get into it. Was I right about what I've been talking about forever?
I believe so.
Affirmative.
All right. So Tyler, what is a cost benefit analysis?
Well, you have to figure out what the problem is, how much is this problem going to cost us to fix, and then how much is this problem going to cost us to ignore, and you decide which one is cheaper and go with that option.
That is very well said, and in this circumstance, when you're talking about a moving vehicle, the issue is not unlike a choking hazard with a toy for a child, it is death. Tyler, if you have made a mistake in a vehicle, it can lead to death.
Yes.
Okay. So what they found out is with this defective ignition switch, which whatever that is, they concluded that paying off the deceased relatives was going to be cheaper than having to install that part of the car. How much was that part of the car, Tyler?
$2.
$10.
Wow, that's
crazy.
It was
$10.
I was hoping it wasn't super cheap.
You guessed $2, so you did great with that. They then covered up their findings and continued to let Millions drive around with their defective parts in their cars. There were no recalls, Tyler. Mm. It was cheaper to pay out the people, the people who are dying one at a time than to... And here is my overarching issue. We are now at a point with consumerism, with capitalism, where it isn't like, hey, let's make money to where our families can live comfortably. Let's make money and let's be a good little business here. There is this never-ending desire to grow. Yep. So if next year, let's say you have a great year this year, next year you do exactly the same, you're a failure.
Yep.
Where does that end?
The crippling of the system. Yeah, it's infinite growth within a finite system, which is illogical. It doesn't make any sense.
And you hear people throw around the term more and more late stage capitalism. What does that mean?
It means get as much as possible. These are giant corporations, Google and Apple and Amazon and whatnot, these billionaires who use their wealth to accumulate even more wealth, and money is a finite resource. And so as they accumulate more, there's less and less for everybody else. We're seeing that.
And you have these boards and you have these groups of people where you are literally moral or immoral, if that exists, you are literally not allowed to do anything, no matter what the damnation is on the other side, mm-hmm. to stop us from making every single penny that we can. And that, Tyler, leads to a wonderful life for all of us. So
yeah. Agreed.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Sam.
Ryan, last week we asked, did cats domesticate us? Did they?
That is not correct.
It's been a while on that one.
It's been a while.
I was looking at it like, how have we not used this?
It actually started as a symbiotic relationship, though. It's really interesting.
Meaning both parties gain something off of being with each other.
Correct. Wild cats were drawn to human settlements due to the large presence of rodents, who they themselves were attracted to stored grain. Cats, in turn, helped control the rodent population, and over time, humans may have selectively favored friendlier or more docile cats, leading to the gradual domestication of the species.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I find that to be so wildly interesting.
Very interesting.
And the idea that dogs domesticated us instead of... I actually looked this up and it just was way too long. And yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
No, we went out of our ways to domesticate wolves.
If you say so, buddy. Tyler,
that was condescending.
It certainly was. Jeez. Wow. Condescending, that's a really big word. I'm
Thank
impressed.
You. I'm not letting you have that one. I'm taking compliment from
Equanimity.
It.
Equanimity.
Tick.
Tyler, last week, I discussed a low moment for one of the greatest actors of our time, Christian Bale. I looked it up. Is it a good look for him?
No.
That is not correct.
Now, would none of us want to be known by our worst times. None of us want to be known by our biggest mistakes. And the deal is that when you are very serious about something, sometimes I know, even as a parent, when I was shooting movies with my son when he was very young, I am an artist. You like get in your own mind and you take it way too seriously when people don't have the same vision that you do. With all of that being said,
are you going to play the whole thing?
No, I'm just going to play about 20 seconds gotcha. Of it, but this is where we're at.
I want you off the fucking set, you prick.
I'm sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second.
Ugh.
The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up. Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through like this in the background? What the fuck is it with you? What don't you fucking understand? You got any fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene? Give me a fucking answer. What don't you get about it?
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Ugh.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
There you go.
Christian, there's other people in the room.
Now
we can all hear you.
It's quite terrible, and you can understand being passionate about something, but also let's not treat people like they're not humans.
There's a thin line between passionate and cruel, and that was cruel.
Yeah, that's something that you got brewing inside of yourself. Yeah. You could maintain that and say, hey, I really don't like that you're doing this. Yeah. You could draw boundaries when you're just attacking like that. Now, what I will say, since this is a comedy podcast, this is all it's for Terminator Salvation. It's all being shot on a green screen.
Oh, good thing it was done for an award-winning movie.
And the person who he is doing the scene with is wearing a costume of boxes. He's literally wearing...
Was it all green?
It was all green, and just his face is cut out, and he's not the one being yelled at, so he's just sitting there with his face sticking out of a cardboard box, just like, what time's lunch? And it is very funny. But Bruce, my condolences, my boy.
Yeah, that very meek, I'm sorry. Oh, it makes it painful.
Just take that. Yeah. Just take that and move on with your day. Yeah. Yep. You don't have to be like that.
Yeah.
Very unchristian.
Yeah. And near the end, I remember him saying something along the lines of like, bro, we're never working together again. Like if you're here, I'm going to fucking leave.
Basically, that's like you'll never work in this town again.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, but it is that it's hard for me not to react to somebody just being cruel like that.
Yeah.
You know,
it was an asshole moment. You know?
Fair enough.
It was an asshole moment. We have asshole moments.
And you know what? I bet you if you go back through my history times that haven't been recorded, I bet you I've done something kind of similar to that.
I've definitely done something similar to that.
But nobody has it on tape, so fuck you, Christian Bale! I win this round!
I'm not as famous as you! Suck it!
Nobody gives a shit about my life, so I win! You got anything else?
I do.
I got one more.
Ryan, last week you said the Sagrada Familia in Spain is a top 10 location when it comes to tourists dying.
Did I make that up?
Did you seemingly make that up?
Affirmative.
Seemingly.
I just said that we don't do that anymore. I'm going through my Rolodex. Where did I get that from?
I couldn't find that information anywhere.
Even
ChatGPT was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
ChatGPT's like, you know your brother's an idiot, right? Walking through the podcast.
Oh, good for you.
How was it?
Ryan, what's your other one?
Oh, so do you know what the most dangerous places
no,
are?
No, I looked it up. They just kept giving me countries like Afghanistan and Syria. Yes, ChatGPT, I understand. Places with civil war are deadly.
And they say AI's coming for our shit. Idiots. All right, and finally, Tyler, I said that there is a high amount of hotel suicides, which is a relative term, but was I wrong?
No.
That is not correct.
Well, why do people kill themselves at hotels, Tyler, disproportionately?
To get away from their families.
Spare their friends and family from finding their bodies, which is, don't kill yourself. It's a mean thing to do because somebody's going to find your body and it's going to fuck them up.
That's what I'm saying. But somebody's got to find it.
Yeah. I think we can agree it would be more traumatic to find your father than to find a stranger. But it's going to fuck you up nonetheless.
True.
And
except for that one weird maid who loves finding dead bodies. Looking at you, Mary.
Yeah. This is what they said on, you know, the top ping on Google. It says suicide is still a rare event in local hotel room guests. And what that is referencing is it's mostly locals. Not people don't usually travel. They'll just go down the street and get a hotel.
Of course. Yeah.
Occurring one in 300 to 500 local guests over a year. To me, one in 300 to 500 is not a rare event.
No.
That seems extremely high.
Yeah.
That is very high.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Within the population of the world, that's like millions of people.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. So call somebody. Do not get a hotel room.
Call us.
Call.
Ryan, give out your phone number.
754-
Oh, come on!
What?
Now I gotta bleep some!
Yeah.
Fuck! He actually gave his phone number!
Would you please, Tyler?
Jeez.
I am not built for suicide calls. I am just not. I'm not a real Ted Bundy.
I was gonna say, take after Ted Bundy and help some people out.
Yeah. Just do it, you pussy!
And then eat their brains.
And that...
No. Ryan, last one. You mentioned the conspiracy theory that barcodes are the mark of the beast last week. Is that ridiculous?
That is not
really
correct.
No, it is not, and here's why.
Consumerism a tool of the devil?
Well, that you could actually talk me into.
I mean, I love it when conspiracy theories could be true.
Get ready for Tyler Reed's Bible stuff.
I'm going to jerk off.
From how you react to Bible stuff.
That was, well, you're right.
From the New Testament, Revelation 13, 16 through 18. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You move on to the 13th chapter. It says, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
Oh, no.
Yep. So close. Yep. Now, top it off, the name of the person who made barcodes a universal technology. Do you know that, Ryan?
Lucifer?
His name was George Joseph Lohrer. Each word in his name has six letters, Ryan!
Oh,
666!
My Lord!
666!
I feel like we're about to be taken up to heaven.
Wake up, people!
And you know what else is, and what else has been discussed? I find that to be wildly interesting.
It is very interesting.
And also what's been discussed is that chip that they're going to pretty soon want to be putting in you, and they're going to say, hey, if you don't have this chip, you cannot be part of our commerce.
Yeah.
That's also been known as what's going to be the mark of the beast. That was very interesting. Good job on that one.
Thank you.
I mean,
we're not there just yet with credit cards, but it's really hard to survive without some kind of plastic currency in today's society.
There are places that, especially down here in Miami, that will not accept your American currency, which is the opposite of how currency is supposed to be used.
You're telling me this cotton is not good enough for
you? Yeah, that's right.
The cotton's not good enough for you?
This American currency! I'm a patriot! So it's, man, that's super interesting, Tyler. Look at you.
I mean, how crazy is it that this dude's name has six letters in all three words? I mean, that is chef's kiss to a conspiracy.
I love it. Great job. Week in review.
Boom. Now, Ryan, this is a long boy. Tell.
We've had longer.
Tell the audience how they can get in touch with us.
Reach out to us. We at thoseguysyouhate.com. We appreciate everybody who supports us. You know, in this world where everybody's competing for your eyeballs and your attention, the people who love us and who are there for us, we just appreciate you so much, and you are part of the Haitian army. Those guys_you_hate YouTube and Instagram. Those guys you hate on TikTok. Get on out there and give us your likes, give us your love.
Yeah, like us on TikTok while you can before they ban it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate it.
Tyler, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, I'm going to go off of the Christian Bale clip that you played. It is obviously okay to be angry with somebody. It is obviously okay. I would even say it's okay to yell at people depending on the situation. But there is no reason to be cruel. There is no reason to attack. Once you cross that line, then you're no longer dealing with the situation at hand. You're just trying to be mean. You're just trying to attack.
I think that you are, and you know what? I believe that I have had some of this in my life. And I believe, going back to this better than you kind of vibe that I've got going on, where there's something inside of you that needs to let that out.
Yes.
It almost has nothing to do with what is actually happening here. When you feel the need to demoralize somebody, when you feel the need to dehumanize somebody, it is not about the act that just took place.
Agreed.
It's about something festering inside
something
of you.
Something waiting down beneath the surface that is just ready to come out.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of that in the same vein as holding a beach ball beneath the water, you know, like you hold it there and the pressure just builds and builds and builds. And eventually it's going to shoot up and hit you right in the face.
I'm trying to think of something aside from injuring my family members or something that could get me to that point right now. Like I would never, at least I would like to think that I would never treat somebody like that. I truly hope not.
Yeah. No, agreed. Ryan, what's the moral of the story?
My diarrhea is stress related. We are those guys you hate.
Be kind or we'll poop you.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Something about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan and how we definitely disagree with them.
I definitely disagree with
them.
But what you said is that all racists...
No. I said, I wouldn't say all, but I would say the majority of people who are very bigoted, it goes hand in hand with not being as intelligent as the average.
That's an interesting... My immediate reaction is to agree with you. I don't disagree.
Yeah, I haven't run any studies.
I got to think about that. Yeah. I'm gonna sit on that. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing well. You know, there's a lot going on right now. There's been a weird week. Let me see if I can find this.
There is a lot going on.
Sound effect. What about you while I look for the sound effect? You filibuster. Oh, I found it.
that was the quickest filibuster I've ever had to do.
Yeah, it was more of a fill than a filibuster.
I didn't do shit.
Is that where Phil comes from?
When I can't imagine.
Somebody says Phil?
Oh, I thought you meant the name. I was like, I can't imagine. Maybe.
Like in radio, when you're supposed to take up time, like, hey, Phil for me here. Yeah. I wonder if that's shortened for filibuster.
Very possible.
Wow, we are just getting to things.
Look at you.
So it's been a tough week. Here's my sound effect. And man, am I embarrassed that I know this. This is not a drill.
The fuck?
I repeat, this is not a drill. Mercury is in retrograde.
How long is Mercury going to be in retrograde, man? Be in normal grade.
It went into what's the opposite of retrograde?
I don't know.
Prograde? Whatever. It came out and it's just back in. That's it. So Mercury is now going backwards. What does that mean? What does retrograde mean?
That's just ridiculous.
I don't fucking know. But also, the older I get, and the kookier I get, which seemed to be...
You're on a downward slide.
Or upward, depending upon if you're in charge of the cult.
I don't think you could slide upwards.
I am on an upward slide.
I don't think it works like that.
I am believing in it more and more. I'm believing more and more as I get older. Not saying that Mercury being in retrograde is a thing is what I'm believing in more and more, but I have a larger... awareness of what I don't know, and the things seem to be lined up. Like, and maybe I'm just believing it because somebody has told me that. I'm not saying that I believe that. Mm-hmm. I would rather be assimilated with all racists or ignorant than Mercury being in retrograde. But you've had a rough week. I've had kind of a weird week.
You've had a good week though, haven't you?
Not this one. No.
Good. That actually makes me feel a little bit better.
Glad we're doing this, Tyler. Yeah. What's the point of this show?
To make people have some perspective and realize that it could always be worse.
You could be living on Mercury.
You could.
Tyler.
Not for very long, though.
Sure. A little humid this time of year.
It would be a short trip.
Yeah. Here's a trope that I've heard about a million times, not unlike Mercury being in retrograde. Do participation trophies kill the desire to excel? What's your thought on that? Your immediate... Because everybody... talks about participation trophies, second place trophies. It's not unlike avocado toast killing America.
I could see both sides of the argument. In regards to that, yes, I could see that where it's like, hey, I'm going to get something no matter what. So why try?
Or why, if that they're going to get something too, why try to be my best?
Yeah. But I also see the other side of the argument where not everybody has that killer instinct to win competition. I don't really have that much of a competitive side. So whether you're offering something to everybody or not, more than likely, I'm probably not going to want to try all that hard.
It's very interesting that you say that because I've always considered myself not being that competitive, but now having some perspective on my life, I'm starting to realize more and more that I am competitive, even to the point where if I think I'm going to be bad at something, I don't want to be part of it because I am secretly competitive and I don't like losing.
Yeah, for me, I guess it would be almost like an insecure thing where I'm like, I'm scared to put myself out there because I think I'm not going to be very good at this thing.
Listen, man, let me tell you, being in this yoga class while being the worst at yoga, very tough on my ego.
Yeah.
And which is beautiful.
Or good for your ego.
But I'm saying being in there with people who are so naturally talented and I am not naturally talented, it can be very hard. You know what I mean? But I am trying to open myself up to that experience.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
So I'm very interested because that's such a trope at this point, right? Like, oh, the participation trophy. Look at you. I was going to call us boomers. And you've said on the show before, the people who are saying that shit to us are the people who gave us the participation trophies.
That's exactly right. The same people who blame us for, oh, getting participation trophies, you're the generation that gave them to us. What, we were giving ourselves trophies?
Yeah, I
couldn't afford trophies.
I folded up a piece of notebook paper and gave it to myself.
That's right. I couldn't even afford candy at the time.
We made it work, though. Ah, man, candy used to be so good.
So good. Now there's too many options.
I agree.
Back in my day.
I feel like candy has gotten worse. Am I crazy to think that?
Yeah, it seems like all the options have been taken, so any new thing that comes out is just derivative of all the other bullshit that's out there.
Well, I feel like we lost our way after those little candy buttons that were just put on a piece of wax.
Terrible.
What?
Terrible.
What?
Terrible.
What did you like?
I really enjoyed the little wax bottles that you had to bite the wax off of, and then you chew a little bit and then drink the liquid.
Let me ask you something.
The liquid was just the added benefit. I just liked the wax.
I'm glad you said that. Seamless. I'm glad you said that because I recently have had the opportunity to have some. I love those wax bottles. I love the liquid.
You never go back to something you loved as a kid.
They're fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Even the wax itself is not a good wax.
Well, like the quality of things has really dropped over the years.
Yeah.
Maybe we were getting good wax back in the day.
The boy has had some braces wax. Now, if you take a little bit of that and you chew on it, mwah, big old Italian kiss, if I'm still allowed to say that.
I hope you're getting it before he puts it in his mouth.
Well, you know, I hadn't even considered that, but
that's an option.
Come give Papa a little wax, but the wax from the bottles, terrible wax, very hard, does not even turn into a ball. It's like you're chewing little wax pieces of glass.
Almost like it's like plastic.
It's terrible. Oh, it's bad.
That sucks.
The sauce, the juice itself, fucking terrible. I spilled it on my shirt. I don't think it ever came out.
The juice was always terrible.
Oh, man. You hated the juice, huh?
I hate the juice.
Okay, participation trophies. Check. Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this, Tyler, because this is something that has interested me, and I don't want to do any, what do we call research when we don't want people to think we're dumb? Just the research. Do you know anything else on Diddy? Like, is there any, what did he do? What is human trafficking? Everybody's human trafficking, having a moment now. What is human trafficking? Is it like, okay, I now have kidnapped this person and I'm selling them to you and they are now your sex slave? That's what I picture in my mind. Is that human trafficking?
I believe so. I'm certainly no expert, but I believe it can range from all the way from the most grotesque, which is, as you just said, kidnapping somebody, shipping them
like
somewhere.
Taken.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I picture, but so many people are now being charged with human trafficking that I feel like I'm losing the plot here a little bit.
Well, Dr. Drucifer wrote in or text us after our last episode and talked about it, and he had mentioned something along the lines
That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had mentioned something along the lines of where human trafficking could just be something as quote-unquote simple as like a pimps and hoes type situation.
Right.
Where somebody is just using women as prostitutes.
You like brainwash them almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't know the ins and outs of it, but it's basically just using somebody else as like your property, basically.
Okay.
Seemingly.
And as a show, we condone that.
We are definitely against
that. We condemn human trafficking, kidnapping.
Probably the easiest statement in the world, but I am here for it. We are against it.
It's weird because usually on a podcast, even if it's fake, the other person takes the other side. Mm-hmm. You're not interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving me nothing here. Now, I feel like Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, these are all names that are weird for the rap world, but they're especially auspicious when you're in the middle of what he's going through, right? Like, like you're not Sean Combs, you're now Diddy. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Diddy's hopefully going to get diddled when they arrest him and put him in jail.
He's involved with some gay stuff. Is that, I've heard mentions of that.
Yeah. Not the way that he was doing
it. How was he doing it?
There was a podcast and I should have gotten the name of the podcast where they acquired audio of him having apparently said gay sex. And yeah, like, cause he recorded himself. He recorded himself a lot.
What is it with criminals in the recording of themselves?
I don't know.
You know what it is? And you're untouchable.
He was violently getting after it. Like it was, there was a guy on the podcast.
Is that a law term? You are being charged with 2 counts of violently getting after it.
I'm just trying to be gentle here. Unlike him.
Did he? Yeah.
And there was a gay guy on the podcast and even he was saying like, look, anal sex, it hurts.
Sure.
Like, it's painful. So what he's doing is basically assault.
So what is...
He is violently attacking this person with his penis.
I'm holding my face. Yeah. I'm self-soothing right now and it's not working.
Yeah.
What was the audio?
Well, you heard the... slam again. You just heard him going, It was bad. It was bad. I hope the audio was fake.
Who... AI, for the first time ever, come save us. Do we know who this person is? There's all these like rumors about
his name is P. Diddy, Ryan.
No,
I have no idea. That's and if terrible. I did, I wouldn't want to put a name to it. This person is, I assume, a victim. So I don't want to put their name out there.
Now, are there people out there in the gay community or otherwise that like that kind of thing? I would imagine, right?
I mean, there are people who like all kinds of things. Sure. I'm sure you can find somebody who does.
This is such a hard conversation to write jokes around.
It was for P. Diddy, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Much.
Well, you did it. That's a success.
Yes!
Tyler has overcome the mountain.
I got it.
C-U-M. On my way to yoga,
I saw
a billboard that said, okay, on this billboard, I think this kind of feeds into what we're talking about. It has a picture of a child, okay, and they're in some sort of a weird, like, costume kind of thing, and they just generally look upset in the facial region.
Okay.
And it's a bust. It's like from the nipples up.
They look upset in the facial region as opposed to what?
You can have bad body language, right? You slumped shoulders.
You're reading the body language of a child.
He had very upset feet. They're pointing towards the door.
Forgive me, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, now you're going to feel like a real schmuck here because it says, your child, depressed or sexually abused?
Oh.
That's true. I'll take a picture next time, which seems dangerous on the highway.
Well, it's very important. I mean, but the thing is that who you're advertising that to, your child, the overwhelming majority of people who assault children are directly related to the child.
That's what I'm saying. You're most likely to be molested by a family member. Kidnapped by a family member, all that stuff. Yep.
Overwhelmingly.
So now you got to start taking a whole new route to work and it's a whole fucking deal. You know what I mean? But also, much like this,
That's where your head
goes. I regret that.
Yeah,
immediately.
Yeah.
Editing Ryan, take care of this.
Google Maps, take me the non-pedophilia way, please.
Can't a dude get to work without reminding himself of his molesty ways? So my question to you is, not unlike this human trafficking thing that Dr. Drucifer brought to our attention, are we now just putting out there like this idea of, I mean, there are just depressed kids out there. Not everybody is being sexually abused.
Sure. That's true.
Yeah. So now again, our main concern is keeping children safe. No joke. That is 100% true.
Of course.
But entering that idea of now your parents have like, you know, kids with teen angst, like feeding them that idea, almost like that satanic panic at the end there, where every kid is being molested at their.
I don't know about that. I think just bringing awareness to the subject is important. Much like human trafficking, you'll see a lot of signs in hotels and different places where the public frequent,
and where hotels it's so rampant,
very rampant. Yeah. And yeah, I mean that's where you go. You don't stay at your mom's house.
Also,
you know?
Suicide. More on that later.
Also true. Oh, depressing. And yeah, and they have these signs where it's like, look for the signs. Not everybody's being human trafficked, but it's a very good idea to keep this in the public's mind's eye so that we're aware of these situations so people can be protected. And sometimes teenagers are just dicks.
Yeah.
They're just dickheads.
They are dicks, not being fed dicks.
Exactly.
Finally, somebody had the courage to say it. Your kid's just an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. And they were raised poorly.
We're talking to you, Mom. Let's do the show.